Hello, this is the Boston Sun for the week of, week ending July 11th, the 10th, I'm sorry, the 10th, read by Steve Hoff, for my first time. Top article today, city selects first of three options for new South End Branch Library. The city of Boston has selected the first of three options for the eagerly awaited $32 million redevelopment of the South End Branch Library, with an approach that prioritizes making the least impact on an adjacent park. Quote, the project schedule remains on track with the pre-qualification stage of the contractor selection underway, Muhammad Mazuri, executive director of the city's Office of Neighborhood Services, wrote in part in a July 2nd email to South End community members. The design team is updating the construction documents to reflect the new alley modifications shown in option one, while further refining exterior design details. The next stage of the bidding process is expected to commence in the fall of 2026. The two-story structure is now on track to replace the shuttered one-story library at 685 Tremont Street, nearly double its size from around 9,000 to about 16,000 square feet. But the expansion of the library's footprint will eventually result in the loss of some adjacent alley space, according to the city. The ground floor footprint of the new building extends approximately 5 feet into the alley at 510, which runs behind the library while staying within the public library's property lines. Alley 510 is connected perpendicularly to Alley 529, which is serviced by the city public works vehicles for curbside collection of solid waste and recycling. Today, sanitation vehicles service Alley 529 via West Newton Street, as well as exit Alley 510, both via the West Newton Street and the Rutland Square. With the new library design, large vehicles will need to turn right out of Alley 529 into Alley 510. When the new library is built, Alley 510, which now runs two ways, will become a one-way to minimize conflicts. While no-stop signage will be increased to make it clear that vehicles left in the alley will be towed. In an informal straw poll conducted by Mayor Michelle Wu, the vast majority of those meeting attendees favored the first option, which entails leaving the park untouched, while a handful of others preferred the second option, which would have left the alleys alone. The third hybrid option generated little or no support. In response to the city's plans to move forward with option one, Yvette Jarreau, president of the Friends of the South End Library, wrote that the Friends is pleased to know the decision about Alley 510 and that the project is proceeding in alignment with the latest timeline indicating completion of the alley design, construction documents, and contract pre-qualifications this spring/summer. We look forward to further updates when fall/winter phases begin. The project is scheduled to go out to bid this fall, with construction expected to run about 27 months, starting in the spring of 2027, according to the city. The South End Branch Library has been closed since April of 2022 due to flooding. Next, Sail Boston 2026 launches interactive fleet tracker to follow ships in real time. Sail Boston 2026 is proud to announce the launch of its official interactive fleet tracker powered by Aqua Map technology, designed to enhance the viewing experience for maritime enthusiasts, locals, and visitors. This new tool provides an unparalleled and close-up look at this summer's historic maritime celebration. Users can reference the fleet tracker to follow the tall ships as they make their way into Boston Harbor. The tracker provides real-time vessel locations, route information, and details about the individual ships, allowing residents along the Massachusetts coast to catch a glimpse of the fleet as it travels along the shoreline. Available now on the Sail Boston website, the fleet tracker serves as a ultimate digital comparison for tracking the magnificent tall ships as they make their majestic journey up the coast before arriving in Boston. Spectators can access the tracker directly by visiting www.sailboston.com/fleet-tracker/. Aquamap's fleet tracker is an extremely valuable addition to the Sail Boston experience. It allows spectators... The fleet tracker was developed to enhance waterfront navigation and public safety, ensuring that both land-based spectators and recreational boaters can seamlessly plan their visits and safely share the harbor. For more information on Sail Boston 2026, participating ships, or media opportunities, please contact TK Skelterin at tkskelterin@conventures.com. Or to track, as I mentioned before, you can download the tracker on the Sail Boston website or follow the event on Facebook or Instagram using hashtag Sail Boston. Since 1992, Sail Boston Inc. has hosted more than 475 international tall ships and vessels of interest to Boston and many Massachusetts coastal communities. Sail Boston Inc. endeavors to develop programs that provide economic development, cultural enrichment for citizens, businesses, and visitors to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Next, Government Healy proclaims July 5th through the 11th as Hurricane Preparedness Week in the state. To encourage residents to prepare for tropical storms and hurricanes, Governor Maura Healey has proclaimed July 5th to the 11th, that's tomorrow, as Hurricane Preparedness Week. During the week-long initiative, the Massachusetts Emergency Management agency, MEMA, will share informational resources to help individuals, families, and businesses and municipalities protect life and property before, during, and after a tropical storm or hurricane. Preparing before a storm is one of the best ways to keep yourself, your family, and your community safe, said Governor Maura Healey. Hurricanes and tropical storms can impact every part of Massachusetts, so whether you live in the coastal or further inland, now is the time to make a plan, build an emergency kit, and stay informed. Taking a few simple steps today can make a big difference when severe weather strikes. Strong communities are built on preparation, said Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. By taking time now to prepare for hurricane season, we're helping ensure our families, neighbors, neighborhoods, and first responders are ready to respond when severe weather threatens. The Atlantic hurricane season runs from the 1st of June to the 30th of November each year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration forecasters at the Climate Prediction Center anticipate a below normal 2026 Atlantic hurricane season with an average range of 8 to 14 named storms, including 1 to 3 major hurricanes. An average season has 14 named storms and 7 hurricanes, including 3 major hurricanes. Preparing for hurricanes is a shared responsibility, said Public Safety and Security Secretary Gina Cohn. Our public safety agencies work around the clock, around the state, local and federal partners to prepare for severe weather, and we encourage every resident to take steps now to be ready. Be informed and having a plan in place before the storm arrives helps keep your families and communities safe. How residents and visitors can prepare. Know your evacuation zone. Visit www.mass.gov Know Your Zone to learn if you live or work in a hurricane evacuation zone. If you live in an area that may flood and may need assistance evacuating, plan with families, neighbors, and friends who might be able to assist, and contact your local public safety officials to make sure they are aware of your needs. Make an emergency plan. A plan should address how your family would communicate, evacuate, and shelter in place if needed. Be sure to account for the needs of all your family members, including seniors, children, individuals with disabilities, and pets. If you receive medical treatment or home health care services, work with your medical provider and determine how to maintain care and service if you are unable to leave your home or have to evacuate. Third, build an emergency kit. Build an emergency kit that will sustain your household for 3 to 5 days without power. For tips on what to include, visit www.mass.gov/detail-info-details/build-an-emergency-kit. And next, Stay informed. Every family should have multiple methods of receiving emergency alerts and is encouraged to reach out to their local officials for preparedness and emergency information specific to their community, including availability of local emergency notification systems. The Commonwealth's 211 hotline is available 24/7 for non-emergency assistance and is available with translation to more than 150 languages and can be accessed via video relay services. To learn more about the additional ways to receive alerts and information, including the emergency alert system, wireless emergency alerts, NOAA weather radio, and social and traditional news media, visit mass.gov/info-details/be-informed and create emergency alerts. MEMA, the Massachusetts Emergency, I forget what the other two initials, I'm not sure, will share preparedness and safety information throughout the hurricane season. For more information, including interactive evacuation zone maps, multilingual social media toolkits and flyers, preparedness tips, videos, and more, visit MEMA's Hurricane Season Preparedness website. Here are some local news briefs. SOWA Artists Guild July events continue. SOWA Sundays will be held on July 12th, the 19th, and the 26th, beginning at 11 a.m. SOWA Artists Guild events, which are free and open to the public, are held at 450 Harrison Avenue. Next, the Nichols House Museum offering summer programming. The Nichols House Museum at 55 Mount Vernon Street will offer Brahmins and Bohemian Beacon Hill walking tours on July 16th and again on August 13th at 6 p.m. Summer evenings are perfect for exploring the neighborhood. Join the Nichols House Museum for a relaxed ramble around the hill. Enjoy the charming details of our beautiful neighborhood as we chat about some of the artists and writers who lived on the hill. When the Nichols family was in residence at 55 Mount Vernon Street. Also, the Nichols House is open for guided tours Tuesday through Sunday with expanded hours on the weekends. The museum is fully air-conditioned. For more information and tickets, visit nicholhousemuseum.org. Next, the Boston Children's School summer and school year rolling admissions. The Boston Children's School is currently accepting students aged 3 to 8 for both this summer and the 2026 academic year. The Summer Fun Program runs from July 7th through August 14th with field trips, weekly themed activities, daily trips to the pool, at the clubs at Charles River Park, and much more. Visit the website www.bostonchildrensschool.org to learn more. Friends of the South End Library is again sponsoring free jazz and blues concerts with Pat Loomis and Friends every Tuesday from July 7th through the 14th, that August 18th, starting at 6:30 in the Library Park. That's every Tuesday from the 7th of July to the 18th of August, starting at 6:30 in the Library Park. Concerts will include Miles at 100, a tribute to Miles Davis, with Scott Aruda, trumpet, Adonis Martin, keyboards, Daniel Day on bass, and Zeke Martin on drums. On the 21st, the feature will be Saxophone Colossus, a salute to Sonny Rollins, with Brett Wahlberg, tenor sax, Adonis Martin, again on piano, Daniel Day, again on bass, Zeke Martin, again on drums, and on August 4th, and a funky dance party with Ivory Jones and White Chocolate, featuring Joey Mazzarella on keyboards, Daniel Day on bass, and Zeke Martin on drums on the 18th of August. And also, we have Bastille Day celebration. Celebrate French culture and heritage on Sunday, July 12th, starting at 5 p.m. The French Library / Alliance Francois of Boston and Cambridge in the Back Bay will be hosting their annual Bastille Day celebration with food, drinks, and festivities for the community. Next, we have Noah Cohan at Fenway Park. Live Nation and the Boston Red Sox welcome the return of Noah Cohan to Fenway Park. The new car Fenway Concert Series will feature the artist for multiple dates, including upcoming shows on July 10th and the 11th, starting at 6:30 p.m. He will be joined by special guests Gigi Perez and Annabelle Dina. Then there's the Copley Square Farmers Market. Stock up on fresh local produce and artisan goods right in the heart of Back Bay. The Copley Square Farmers Market runs every Tuesday starting at 11 a.m. And then there's hands-on fresh egg pizza shapes at Italy. Learn the art of pasta making at Italy, Boston, in the Back Bay on Wednesday, July 15th at 5 p.m. Join a hands-on class dedicated to crafting fresh egg pasta shapes. And then we have, finally, in the local concert series, the Neighborhood Concert Series in the South End. The City of Boston's Neighborhood Concert Series comes to the South End on July 20th. Come out and enjoy the live performances by the band, quote, Be Kind, Rewind, in a great community atmosphere. Next, free arts and crafts and STEM workshops arrive in the Boston Parks. The Boston Parks and Recreation Department is pleased to announce the return of the free arts and crafts workshops and introduction of STEM and youth preparedness workshops for children through the Parks Arts Program. Kids aged 3 to 10 can enjoy a wide variety of activities led by local artists and instructors, including events right here in the South End. Local South End events include Rosalita's Puppets marionette performance on Friday, July 31st at 11 a.m. at the O'Day Playground, followed by STEM and Youth Preparedness Workshops on Monday, August 10th at Peters Park. The STEM workshops begin at 10 a.m., followed by the Youth Preparedness Workshops at 11 a.m. In addition to the arts programs, Park Arts is debuting free STEM and Youth Preparedness Workshops on Mondays throughout July and August, led by the Boston Public Schools teachers and staff from the City of Boston Office of Emergency Preparedness. These hands-on workshops combine interactive STEM activities with lessons on emergency preparedness. Summer in Boston's parks is all about giving children and families opportunities to connect, learn, explore, and create, said Diane Fernandez Bibu, Commissioner of Parks and Recreation and Deputy Chief of Open Space. Kendall Basham, Emergency Manager and Regional Coordinator for the Boston Office of Emergency Management, noted that emergency preparedness is a family teamwork activity. By using fun, accessible tools like the Prepare for Pedro series, we can teach our young students how to stay calm, find a flashlight, and know what goes into an emergency kit. Participation is free and all materials are provided. All children must be accompanied by an adult. Other city-wise events, arts and crafts workshops at 10 a.m. to noon Friday at Mozart Street Playground and Joyce Playground, also on the July 10th, 17th, and 24th, and Training Field and Dorothy Gibson Playground on the 31st and August 7th and 14th. Tuesday at Locano Playground and Walsh Playground on July 14th and 17th, and Lopressi Park and Elliott Norton Park on the July 28th, August 4th and 17th. Then there's Wednesdays at Marcello Playground and Hines Field on the 15th and the 22nd of this month, and Training Field and Mission Hill Playground on July 29th, August 5th, and the 12th. And then Thursdays at Fallon Field and Walker Playground on the 16th and 23rd, and the Medal of Honor Park and Myrtle Street Playground on the 30th and August 6th and 13th. Rosalina's Puppets at 11 a.m. at Fallon Field on the 23rd, the Mozart Street Playground on the 24th, and the Myrtle Street Playground on the 30th. The Medal of Honor Park on August 6th, and the Dorothy Gibson Playground on August the 7th. Well, there's lots to do around Boston, so have a great time this weekend, and we'll be back next week with more from the Boston Sun.